AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There are primaries and caucuses today in five states.
Go over. I'll see you over there. Go. Go. Go caucus.
Donald Trump skipped a speech to a conservative group near Washington, D.C. today to campaign in Kansas. Ted Cruz says there's no reason the Republican campaign should be a campaign of mudslinging.
We have been able to win over and over and over again from the grassroots. This process doesn't need to be mean. It doesn't need to be nasty. It doesn't need to be filled with personal insults and attacks.
In Traverse City, Michigan, John Kasich says he isn't concerned about winning every state as long as he keeps picking up delegates.
Do I think that there's an inevitability to Donald Trump? Is there an inevitability that he's going to win every state? No, I don't think so. We'll see what happens.
For the Democrats, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders have a debate scheduled tomorrow night in Flint, Michigan. A memorial service is being held near Fort Worth, Texas, for police officer David Hoffer. He was shot and killed responding to reports of shots fired in a park in Euless, Texas. Helmut Hoffer is his father.
David loved his job. He really loved this job. He never compromised his beliefs and would give the shirt off the back for a friend, but not only for friends.
Hoffer was a New York police officer for 2 years before moving to Texas. About three dozen people gathered for a peaceful march in a neighborhood in Alabama hours before the funeral of a black man, Gregory Gunn, who was shot and killed by a Montgomery police officer. In Coral Springs, Florida today, the family of a former CIA agent, Robert Levinson, who disappeared in Iran 9 years ago while on a CIA mission, held a rally demanding that the United States government keep pushing for his freedom. The family has been talking with administration officials about his possible release. This is AP Radio News. More than 11,000 migrants and refugees are stranded at an overcrowded refugee camp on the Greek border with Macedonia. Border restrictions are in place. Babar Balak is a spokesman with the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees.
You see the sea of people, majority of them are women and children, and not many are being allowed to pass. So if the things continue like this, we think we are going to end up seeing a huge problem at our hands here.
A regional governor called on the Greek government to declare a state of emergency at that border crossing. A wand-type device is being developed at Dartmouth College in New Hampshire that would allow doctors to get information quicker about their patients. A doctor would send a patient home with a Wi-Fi-enabled blood pressure cuff. And once that connection is made, blood pressure readings can be transmitted back to the doctor's office. The prototype being worked on at Dartmouth is a ruler with two antennas attached to it. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.